If you would, go ahead and open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. The purpose of the preaching is not to look at me or listen to any oratory information I want to give you, but it's so I can guide you in God's Word. And so if you're not listening to God's Word, you're missing out a whole bunch. And I shared last week that as we walk through marriage with purpose, we've looked at each part in the marriage, and the purpose is to fulfill God's plan, and that the marriage is a picture of Christ's love for his people. And then we saw the example of marriage where Aquila and Priscilla used their marriage to make Jesus known, to strengthen God's church. Now, if you hear him say no, he's saying amen, okay? And he's encouraging you all to say amen. So, we also looked last week at the blessing of parenting. Now, for today's message, it's to the kids. And we're going to see it involves each one of us. And as, especially kids, there's some flyers over there if you want to get some. Hudson, will you grab the papers over there and some pencils in case somebody needs some? Anybody need some? It's not just, do you guys have some? Huh? Oh, but you can fill it out during service. I'm giving you the answers right now. And so, if somebody wants them, look there. Jared got up. If you want some, let him know. He'll bring you a flyer because he's just a nice guy like that. And but as we looked last week at parenting, we saw that we're responsible as parents, you with me, to raise our kids to serve and love Christ. If you weren't here last week, I challenge you, go to Facebook and look at our last week's message. Go to our website as it's on there too, fbchummiston.com, and it's on there. It's just a challenge on where we as parents, there's a purpose for us raising our kids. It's not just for us to wing it and hope they turn out good. God gives us a plan and a purpose. And today we have the kids in here. There's no junior church. And so as we change things up, the message today is for the kids, and it comes to each one of us. As we've been talking about the home, the marriage, each one has a responsibility. And kids, you have a responsibility in the home too. And all parents said, okay. Everybody has a part within the home. Now, we've already been brutal and tore down the parents and what we're supposed to do versus what sometimes we do. But the kids have a responsibility within the home as well. And today we have kids in here. And the message today, as I said, is for the kids, applies to the responsibility of kids, but this title actually applies to each one of us. We say kids, usually you're referring to the word children that we see in Scripture. We'll talk about it later. But we usually think of the youngins. Can I share something with you? Our youngins are desperate to have parents. They have enough friends. They need you to be a parent. Okay? God has called you to be a parent. And in being a parent, there will be an intimate relationship where you enjoy each other, but you are not called to be a buddy. You're called to be a parent, to guide, to lead, to have a purpose. So we have children. We look through here. And they're the only ones saying amen right now. That's all I can hear. Okay. And then we have our lovely section over there, but they're kind of sprued out a little bit now. We got teenagers in the house. This is to you too, teens. So put up your cell phones today. Grab your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6. As this is speaking to teens as well. You know, they think they're ready to take on the world. We remember being teens. But you know what? And some of them are. But yet they need us as parents to give godly advice, discipline, and comfort. We have some in here that would be kind of that college age, that young married age. They're out living their lives. But they need us to be ready to encourage and to counsel them with godly counsel. weeks. You know, they're supplying to a whole lot more than young'uns. They need to know, even as the young married or college age type, they need to know that they can come and be encouraged with us, that they can grow with us. Adults, the instruction given to children is never terminated with age. The Bible does not say, whoop, you have reached this age. You are released from the responsibilities. If we have godly parents, we should continue to honor them, listen to them, appreciate their counsel and their advice. We should remember that they taught us. I remember some lessons as a child that I appreciate today. And if you have godly parents, you should thank God for the parents in your life. Now, I said godly parents. I didn't say a church-going parents, right? Godly parents, people that love the Lord, live the Lord, love His Word, and teach His Word. But if you did not have godly parents, you're still supposed to honor them. How? By being witnesses of the work of Christ in your life. But so, when we read this portion of Scripture, so make sure your Bible's open, Ephesians chapter 6. Don't blow it off as for others. Evaluate how it applies to you. If you need to apply it, if you need to teach it, if you need to encourage it, and it probably is all the above. And we've seen how each person is told to love. We've seen a couple weeks ago, wives are to love by honoring their husbands. Husbands are to love by providing and protecting for their wife, even giving their own life. Parents were to love by raising our kids to love and serve God. And now our kids are supposed to love. Kids, parents love those drawings that you make for them. Right, parents? Now, I enjoy when I get some here at church, and they're not even my kids. I hang them on my wall, and there's some back there now. I'll put them on my door. I love those things. They mean a lot to me. Parents love those. They're great. They like your little notes, those little gifts. You know when you glue the toothpaste bottle, I don't know, you take the roll out of the toilet paper because you don't realize where that toilet paper roll just came from. And message, I haven't got to the big part yet. And she's fine. She's here too. We love it when you glue the matches together and you glue the popsicle sticks together. As parents, we love that. You know, we love it when you sing songs for us. Josiah does a great job at home singing little songs to us. You're not his daddy. We like the snuggles. When you just want to lean up against your parents watching cartoons or movie or whatever. Hallmark. Watch your language. We love it when you give us hugs. But you know what? God spoke to you. You with me, kids? God spoke to you on what your responsibility is. And I want to focus on that today. It should be short. Kind of depends on how fast you can listen. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us, for your presence here today, for your word, and for your spirit that will apply it to our lives. Lord, I ask that we be ready to submit to your word, that our attention can be on your word, and that we allow your spirit to bring conviction upon our life, and also comfort and direction. Give me the words to say and how we can apply and enjoy this time. In your name I pray. Amen. For us to apply this verse, or these verses, I'm going to use the five W's you might be familiar with in journalism. When you write a story in journalism, you with me, guys? When you write for school even, you're taught the five W's. The who, what, when, where, and why. You've got four answers. So we're just going to answer those quick questions in these verses that we read. Ready? These W's are on your paper. The first one is who. Who is he speaking to? Children. The first word there is children. And we determined that everybody in here is a child. Well, how do we determine that? He says children. When we look at the word children here, it does not come from the Greek as youngster. It comes from the Greek as offspring. You know, those that are born under the authority of another. Those that were given birth by the one that will take care of you. Those that were adopted into the authority of a family. So children. Yeah. It means that God has placed someone in your life. Now children, listen to this. And parents, I hope you can agree that your responsibility to them is greater than their responsibility. Because you know what? Bible talking to you and telling you that he's placed you under someone that is responsible to raise you the way God wants them to raise you. Did you know your parents are responsible to raise you the way God says, not the way they want to? So he's telling you as children, he says, I've placed you under the authority of your parent. He's placed you also under the person that's responsible to teach you. Children, at home, I hope your parents are teaching. Not only teaching simple stuff as wash the dishes and do your chores, all that has a purpose, but teaching you God's word, teaching you love, teaching you how to treat others. They put you under responsibility of examples that they can teach you those things when you watch their lives. Some of you have parents that if you watch their life, you see how they love Jesus. You're blessed. If you've got parents that love the Lord, parents that will take you to church, parents that will talk to you about the things in the Bible, you've got parents that are blessed. God has placed you under people that are supposed to provide for your needs. Parents don't give me nothing. Just got off a soft bed this morning, didn't you? And a pillow. You had breakfast. Your parents have fed you. They brought you here. They provide for you. They give you what you need. You know, they're responsible to protect you from danger, from hurt. You know, your parents are supposed to protect you from sinful influences too. Protect you from areas that would pull you away from what God wants you to have and be. And so, children, he says, recognize that I've placed authority over you. Recognize that God has given you parents that have a responsibility to raise you. And one day, with me, children, teens, you too are going to be responsible for another. Maybe you will adopt. Maybe you will give birth. Maybe you'll be an example to other kids at church watching you. But you too will slowly take more and more responsibility that your parents have now. You're going to be responsible one day to make sure your kids eat. You're going to be responsible that your kids take a bath. Ooh. You're going to be responsible that your kids clean their room. Is she going to be good at that, Mama? Yeah, see? Mama's over there with a big smile. She's like, yeah? You're going to have the responsibility of your parents. God says, listen, right now, kids, your responsibility is to realize who your authority is. So we see the who is children. The what. Do you notice what he's calling us to do here? Any child notice the word? It's a four-letter word, and we act like it sometimes. Starts with an O and ends with bay. It was obey. I'm sorry, I didn't tell him. I got screens on there. If you'll go hit two pictures down. Go one more. And one more. The what is obey. The what is obey. What's God called the children to? He says, children. And he didn't take long to tell us. He didn't go through all the details and the grime. He says, children, here's what your responsibility is. Everybody say it now. One, two, three.
Obey.
Obey. Sounds pretty simple, but it's hard, isn't it? You know, the calling for us can be hard at times. Sometimes harder than others. Now let's see if kids will talk today. What are some of the hardest times to obey our parents? What? When you're mad. Oh, that's good. When you're mad, not that you would ever be mad, but if you happen to get mad, that'd be hard. Anybody else? What about when your mama says, go clean your room? Is that hard? No. Man, I wish I had that attitude. She's got the good room, huh? How's your room, bro? Oh. He's in there with that. Sometimes they're harder than others. Cleaning your room was easy for her, but not for him. That's just sometimes they're harder than others. Maybe some it's hard when you say, go take a shower. For some of y'all, it was hard this morning when Mama said, let's get ready for church. Sometimes it's harder, but those are something we get to do to learn. Understand your parents' direction. Kids, this will help us understand and maybe be more willing to obey. Understand that your parents' directions, their rules, their guidelines, their discipline, their punishments are not to just be mean and controlling. They're trying to help you learn. Parents, we don't do it because we're controlling and we're all powerful. Our discipline, our teaching, our guidance should always have the purpose of teaching them. Always have the purpose of guiding them for their life. And so we obey as kids, because there's a great purpose. They're guiding us. They're teaching us. They're teaching us to be a good person. They're teaching us to be organized in life. They're teaching us to clean and to be profitable. You know, they're teaching you to obey God's word. Parents were told last week in Ephesians chapter 6, the very next verse 4. This is the whole purpose of your parent. It's a lot harder than obey. It says, bring them up. That's you, kids. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. When a parent seems to be mean, it's because we don't like that they're teaching us and training us. Training isn't fun. But it's beneficial when we learn it. Am I right? Most of them have gone through training for some sort of job. Guess Braden's about to go through training for another step in his job. Thought I'd throw you in there, man. And maybe the training doesn't look like a lot of fun, but it'd be beneficial to be able to do more parts of his job. Kids, it's a training in obeying your parents. They're training you, and they should be, with the attitude to prepare you to live a life that honors God. Parent, that's our goal with every one of our rules, our guidelines, is that our kids would learn to honor God by honoring me, by honoring their parents. They should teach you how you serve God. Remember, when your parent gives instructions and directions, it's to prepare you for the future. So let's move on here. Who? You answer who? Two people got it. Who? Children. What? Obey. When? Always. Always. Remember we talked about sometimes it's hard. But notice God didn't give us a special time to obey. He didn't to give us a time that it's okay to ignore our parents. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. No, I do. I remember. It's tough. Yeah? It's tough sometimes. But understand what they're trying to do, what they're trying to teach. God says obey them always. Miss Amy likes to say, used to regularly, but our boys are a little old now, obedience is immediately, exactly, and with the right hard attitude. Any of you guys heard her say that yet on Wednesday nights? Oh, you got to start saying it more. They have, haven't they? Yeah? Obedience is not when you choose to do it or it becomes disobedience. Obedience is always immediately, exactly, and with the right heart attitude. Listen here. Everybody's eyeballs here. Listen to this. Listen to this. Here's another verse. In Colossians 3:20, God tells us this. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. We're to obey them in all things. Why? Because if they love the Lord and they're raising you to love God like they're supposed to, everything they do is to point you and guide you to God. Everything they say, when they correct you because you use a word you shouldn't use, they're trying to teach you to honor God even with your words. To clean your room, teaching you to have your life organized. Teaching you to do chores, and wash the dishes, and sweep the floor, teaching you to serve God. See, everything has a purpose. So God says, children, obey your parents in all things. Not just when you want to. We're to obey in all things. If your parents love God and love you, everything they say and do is to help you. You're to obey your parents in all things. Everything. That means always. Everybody with me still? Almost there. Who? Who? What? When? Where? Everywhere. Everywhere. You know, there are places that are easy to obey because we want to be there. They're going to do what we want to do. But then there's hard times to obey. You with me? Like when you're at the park playing, and mom says, let's go. Do I do it immediately, exactly, and with the right heart attitude, or do I give her the, but mom, my life will be over? What about when mom says, put your cell phone up in church? Because I see some with cell phones right now. Oh, you don't understand. I just got a snap and it's killing me. Yeah? Those are hard. Now everybody wants to check their snap, don't they? And the rest of y'all saying, what snap? I don't even get it yet. I've got it. I don't understand it yet. Okay, but there's hard times and there's easy times. But where do we get to obey? Everywhere. Even in those times that it's hard, we're supposed to obey. Why? Listen here. Because that's our responsibility as kids. Listen to what James 4:17 says. Here's a tough one. Listen here. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If you know you're supposed to do it, and you don't do it, God says it's sin. If I know my mama wants me to do something, but I don't think she's going to find out I didn't, you know what God still sees? Me disobeying him. Why? Because he told me to obey her. Ooh, well, that stinketh. That's the King James Version, okay? That's tough. But you know why God cares so much that we obey in all things? That we obey everywhere? Because he knows if you have godly parents, everything they say is to help you know him better. Help you know Jesus better. Help you know God's word better. Help you love him better and serve him better. So your job, your responsibility is to obey everywhere. So, let's try again. Who? What? When? Where? And why? Because it's right. Because it's right. And verse 1 tells us why we obey. Verse 1 tells us, for this is right. It's easier to do hard things sometimes when we have a reason. Did you know everything in the Bible that God tells us to do, he tells us a reason for? Now, this is more of a challenge to parents here. Always teach your kids why you want them to do what they're supposed to do. Don't pull the card of, because I said so. Because I said so doesn't teach them to where they want to apply it to their life and continue when they're out of the house. Because I said so is actually a legalistic term. Because I said so, it's none of your business. Desire to teach them. Now, kids, let me tell you something. And listen carefully. Don't get just the part you want. Teens, this is very important to your life here. Because I'm going to teach you now how to get what you want from your parents. The first thing is when you're told to do something that you don't like, you have the right to ask your parent why. After you do it. Because you know what? I want to obey immediately, exactly, with the right heart attitude, right? You with me, all right? And then I can come back and say, okay, can you tell me why was that important for me to do? Because then you can say, oh, that is important. You know what? When I have kids, they're going to do it too. Right? And sometimes, you know what you do? Your parent will end up going, maybe I need to reconsider that. And as parents, we should. We should. So we should ask questions. It's okay to ask, why should I do my chores? Why do I have to have chores? Why does this rule protect me from something? What is it protecting me from? What does this punishment teach me? It's okay to ask them after you obey. That make sense, kids? You're going to get to how you get what you want. Here's a few reasons to obey. Yeah, next screen has the reasons, I think. Go ahead and go to the next screen. Now, there's three reasons to obey. Three benefits to obeying, okay? The first one, you with me? Why do I want to obey my parents? When you obey, you please God. Now, think about this for a little bit. It pleases, you with me? The creator of the universe. The one that said, let there be a sun. And poof, there was a sun. One that took a pinch of his own dirt and said, I'm going to give it life. And he made man. It pleases him. How cool is that? Is your responsibility pretty cool? Because it pleases God. You know, he created you. He loves you more than, now, not to cause controversy in here, kids, but do you know God loves you more than your parents do? Your parents are only representative of his love. But God loves you above and beyond. He created you for a purpose. So much love for you that when you sinned against him, he came as a savior and died on a cross for you. You see, he loves you more than your parents. Now, verse 2 of today's, if you're in Ephesians, listen to this. Honor thy father and mother. For this, the first commandment with promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Honor, you see, it called us to honor our parents. Did you know honor is deeper than obedience? You know the difference between obedience and honor? Eyeballs here, kids. There's something you got to know. Obey means they tell me to do it and I do it. I'll sweep this stupid floor. Not that any of you would ever think that. I'll pick up my stinking toys. Honor. Mom would like me to sweep this floor. And I love my mom, so I'm going to do it for her. You see, the purpose changed. I want to love my parents. Dad would like me to do this, so I'm going to do it for him. You see, the scripture says honor your parents. It's much deeper, isn't it? It's done out of love. Your parents go to work, and a lot of times they obey the boss. But their heart isn't honoring him. Amen? However, in this relationship, we are called to honor our parents. And I do it because I know it's what they have called me to do. I do it because I know they have told me to do it because they love me and are trying to teach me. See, when we honor godly parents, it does not end after I leave the house. I want to continually honor them. And God will bless our lives. He'll give us long lives. He says it's right. And he says because of this, and you honored God, he says he gives us long life. Did you know this is the first command in the Bible? Be with me. Obey your parents. He says it's the first command that has a promise attached to it. And here's the promise. You'll have a long life. Whoop, whoop. Now, we don't know how long of life was planned for us. And it appears that he's talking about it being profitable and we'll accomplish a lot in life. But you know what? Obeying our parents is so important. God says, it's the first one I'm going to make a promise to you with. All right, so the first reason to obey your parents is it pleases God. The second reason is you'll become ready. You'll become ready. You stay under the safety of your parents. You receive what they want to bless you with. You learn the lessons that they're trying to teach you. And this way, you also get more of what you want. You know the trick to getting what you want from your parents? My boss here is honoring them. If you honor your parents and you love your parents, you know what happens? They're more likely to say, sure. You know why? They can say, I trust you. You have shown maturity. You have shown that when you go and do so-and-so, you're going to do it right, with the right attitude. You're going to do it out of honor and obedience to your parents. You get what you want. An older pastor taught me that years ago. As he was talking to the kids. Do you want to get what you want? Yeah. Teach me the trick to deceive. No, it's not about deceiving or tricking or manipulating. That's about honoring. And they will trust you. And it will give you more freedom. So the third thing that happens when you honor your parents is check this one out. You look good. You look good. You look good. I know y'all thinking I must have been very obedient. But the Bible tells us when you obey your parents, you look good. Not speaking of this, thank goodness. But listen to this verse in Proverbs. If you're reading through Proverbs with us, you went through this. Proverbs 1, 8, 9 says this, my son, remember he's writing this letter to his son so that all of us could receive this. Proverbs 1, 8, 9 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about thy neck. He was making a pretty picture here. He says, when you listen to what your daddy teaches you and you honor what your mama has required of you, it looks beautiful on you. You know what we do? Is as we walk in a community, you go out to eat, or you're ever in a public school, you can tell which kids have parents that have taught them and guided them and taught them respect. And those kids are very highly appreciated. You know that? Those are the ones that people will trust. Those are the ones that people point at for, man, they're a great example to the other kids. Those are the ones, man, I wish I knew how to teach my kid that way. And you know why it started that way? Your parents loved you so much that they taught you God's word. They taught you God's word. When you listen to your parents and you honor them because you trust and respect them, you're going to look wise to people. You look pretty smart. You don't even have to say a word. Just got to be obedient. You look like you can be trusted. You look like you have dignity and faith in God. And when you honor your parents, you end up being blessed by God, blessed by your parents, and blessed by others. And where does it start? With your responsibility. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So as a child, under the authority of a parent, or blessed with godly parents, God tells us, we're going to close like this, you with me? Who? What? When? Where? And why? That's right. You know, God has called each person in the family to have a responsibility. Mom, in today's day, you're taught that that is horrible, that's chauvinistic, that's terrible. No, you do it. Because if it is in a couple, you both love the Lord, He loves you so much, He's protecting and providing you. And He's given His life for you if need be. And so you honor Him as the head of your household. And together you make a team that raise up children for the nurture and admonition, for the love and obedience, the love and servitude of the Lord. And the children have that responsibility too. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We're going to close a little bit different today. The kids are going to come up to the stage, unless you have stage fright. But all the kids that want to come up, come on up to the stage. And we're going to close this with a couple songs that the words will be behind them. I'll get this out of the way so y'all can see them too. Now, the first song, sing along, you know them, and the words will be here. Second song, ladies, you sing with the girls. Us men, sing with the men, the young men. So, sing loud.